I am very excited to tell you that for Follow Friday, fabulous Follow Friday, I'm going to have two of my buddies from way back here on Anchor that are both extraordinarily talented and both with extraordinary talent with regard to technology in the area of visual impairment. I want you to be able to come up with all of your questions that you would like to know about accessing social media without the ability to see social media, because we're going to entertain the technical side through the eyes of someone that can't see. If you have a question about what it's like to live your life on a daily basis, extraordinarily normally, but with the inability to see, just close your eyes for about 5 minutes and walk around your house, and you try to use your phone, try to use your computer, try to use any piece of equipment in your house, I don't care what it is, and you will be able to absorb and understand the challenges and the triumphs of people that can't see. And I want you to experience that by interviewing and asking the questions that you'd like to ask. So we're going to do a record with friends tomorrow. It's going to be three of us, me, DJ Hay, and DJ Jam Radio, Jam's Firstweiler. We're all going to be together tomorrow, and we're going to be posting that so you can listen to it over the weekend. It'll be on for 24 hours, and I am looking so forward to this. But please, if you have any questions at all that you would like to raise, call in, put them in this particular segment, comments, whatever it is, and we'll make sure we ask them those questions. And I'm going to ask them a bunch of my own. We're going to have a ball. So look forward to it and stay tuned. I have DJ Jam Radio.
Hey, James. What's up?
Fantastic, James. How you doing? Just waiting for Heather to appear. DJ, hey.
Yes.
She should be on in a moment, I'm sure. How are you doing today?
Great.
Fantastic. I'm so glad that you could join me today. And I'm looking forward to DJ Hay coming on. And we're going to have some interesting conversation today, because it's really, truly an honor to have you guys with me. And I want to congratulate you, James, on your 22 plus months. And here she is. DJ Hay is in the house.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up, family?
So glad you could join. I was just congratulating James on his 22 months in Anchor, and you're not too far behind that, are you?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. This has been a great platform, and as I had said back in the early days, everybody here feels like family. You know, well, we're here to have fun, and we're here to love and support each other as far as our dreams and what we're doing and what we love.
You're sure right. And, you know, I feel like I've known both of you all my life, and we've only been on Anchor less than 2 years, but you're both are very important to me.
Exactly. And, well, thank you so much. Yes, exactly. And you're important to us as well.
I want to tell you something. As you both have taught me many valuable lessons, your abilities to engage technically with social media and the latest that comes out always blows my mind. You have to know that. Many people don't always take the time to respect how folks that are different than themselves can teach them some very important things, and they would rather ignore them. And that's, to me, an amazing shame. So yes. you guys set a shining example, because to me, you are perfectly the same. You are the same, but you do have the visual impairment that makes you, in my opinion, not only great, but extraordinary in what you do. So, and some of the times when we talk, I want to make sure that by exposing people to answers to the types of questions that they may have, but just are either ashamed to ask or perhaps afraid to, we can provide a level of education that can enhance their respect for things they don't truly understand. So prior to you guys coming on, I played the audio piece that you shared with me, DJ Hay, about the questions that people oftentimes ask that are absolutely tremendously ignorant to a person that's already that's blind. Okay.
Exactly. And I was also going to mention one of the things I noticed that they had talked about was an example where somebody may go, oh, well, I'm in your situation because 3 months ago I had an accident where I twisted my ankle and I had to use a crutch for a week. So I understand your world. It's like, you know, I don't think so.
You know, and it's incredible like that. But, you know, the question I want to ask each of you, and each of you have your turn on this, is I'd like to ask you, what questions would you like to answer about blindness that you believe people most misunderstand? The types of questions that you feel would better educate people that just have really no appreciation or respect for what a day in the life of a person without vision goes through. Either one of you can take that question and whatever you think. I don't know. It could require some additional thought, and I can understand that. But, you know, if you want to take a stab at it, let me know. What do you think, or maybe I could rephrase it a little bit. What would you say would best answer the perhaps questions that you want people to have answers to about your situations?
Well, oh, I'm sorry. You can go first, James.
Okay. Well, for me, since I go a lot of places on the trolley, which is from the San Diego Metropolitan Transit System, or MTS as we call it, I would want more communication with the drivers and the disabled passengers and asking them, like, okay, so where is it that you need to go? So that they know to announce that particular place, like if it's on the trolley, because I, for 10 years now, have had to deal with drivers not announcing the trolley lines nor the stations. And I've had to report it several times. And, you know, DJ Han and I have been talking about this over and over again, but that is certainly in violation of the American Disabilities Act.
Yeah, without question. I would think that that's critically important. I know a lot of the stops are now automated where you actually hear an audio. I know in the Philadelphia transit system, it's like that. But the challenge oftentimes is with the noise and the road noise, you don't even always hear the audio pieces that come across. So not only do they not communicate effectively, sometimes if they attempt to, you can't hear them. So you're absolutely right. It's critical for people to have good communication, to recognize when they need to be even more communicative with people and to give them the proper guidance. Nice.
Absolutely. I totally agree 100% on that. And I was also going to say one thing that I've been asked, and this was one of the questions mentioned in the video, was when people will ask a person with a visual impairment, can I pray for you? Can I bless you? And I just wanted to kind of go into a little bit more detail in case if people don't know what they're talking about. Basically, when they're saying something like that, they're saying, oh, can I pray for you? You're blind and I may feel sorry for you. And a great example I can give is I actually had a Lyft driver who was like that. And I politely told her, well, you know, you can pray for me because I'm a normal person. But she still kind of insisted on it. And then right when she said, Lord, I hope that you can heal her vision soon, that's when I stopped her and said, you know, I appreciate that you're trying to be nice and everything, but I'm happy the way I am, because that was basically my way of letting her know that, you know, I appreciate you're getting a bit uncomfortable.
Sure. Absolutely. People believe that because other people, and it doesn't have to just be blindness, but when people see someone that's not like them, they consider them to be in a position of inferiority, and they want to try to improve their lives. Yes. it's a great lesson to learn, because I'm using you guys simply as an example to help educate people to understand that just because people are different, it doesn't make them any different than you. They're the same. They might be a different color. They might have a different way of dress. They may have a different speech pattern. They may speak a different language. But ultimately, we're all the same. If you open us up, we're all the same inside, you know? And the bottom line is, just because someone was born a certain way, they learn that that's the way their life is. You guys have adapted with your abilities to be not only fully functional, but even more functional than most people are. And that's what a lot of people just don't understand.
Absolutely. So James, I was also going to mention, I think another good thing for us to talk about, and Avi, you can chime in on this as well, but I think another important thing for people to understand is, let's say, for example, we were at a restaurant, and when our food comes, people may be like, well, how are you going to know where on your plate your chicken is, or you know, whatever it is you're having? Well, there's a way that you can help us with that. So James, would you like to go ahead and talk about this? And Avi, do you think this is a great thing for us to also mention as well?
I think it's awesome because people go out to dinner, they see blind people all the time, and they don't know, you know, how are they coping with their dinner? How are they doing that? So it's a great topic to raise. And it's just another example of how we can appreciate and understand the role of what we need to understand. And so, yes, James, answer that question, please.
Absolutely. And so what a waiter or waitress should do is inform those that are blind. Okay, like let's say we were having chicken, mashed potatoes, and green beans.
Ooh, yay.
So the waiter, let's just say that. They would say something like, okay, your chicken is at 6 o'clock, and they would take their hands just kind of you know, just put them kind of in the area, and then mashed potatoes are at 3 o'clock, and green beans are at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so we call it the clock face, the clock face method. We pretend like our plate is the face of a clock, which makes sense because plates are usually round.
Sure. Now tell me this: when you guys learned the face of a clock, how did you visualize that?
Well, they do have tactile clocks for the blind and visually impaired. They sell them mainly at centers for the blind, I think. They also do have digital talking clocks, which you press a button and then you'll hear an audio voice tell you the time. Now, obviously, in this day and age, a lot of people, especially in our generation now, aren't really using them as much now that mobile devices have clocks already built in.
Of course.
For everybody who grew up in a world where none of this existed back in their days, that could be a benefit. For example, people who were sighted when they were younger, but then as they're getting older, they're losing their vision.
Sure. Okay. That's perfect. So oftentimes you'll use tactile response to be able to experience things that you would normally see. And that helps you understand and take that into your world. So perfect.
Exactly.
So that's a great memory technique too. You always associate things with things you already know. I learned this way back in the 70s with Harry Lorraine and his memory book. There are things that you can help using different link and peg methods where you associate a new concept of something you already know, and you'll be able to associate that. So it's great. So yeah.
Do we have anyone else coming in the room? Like, I don't know if you've invited anybody else to join.
I haven't, but I wanted to make this a three-way conversation because I knew that the two of you could keep me very occupied with all the things, you know, so I didn't want to just dwell in this area, but I wanted to get into the technology side too, because especially with Anchor, because, you know, we are here on Anchor, and I want people to understand and appreciate that as well. But I have one more question. This wasn't raised in the issues with regard to that video or anything we've talked about before. I often refer to the mind's eye, because even sighted people use the mind's eye, the ability for that mind to see things. And when you were first exposed to different things like colors and the stars and the sun and flowers and things of that nature, what was it that helped you associate and visualize those types of things so that you have a picture in your mind of what those things are?
That's a very good question. I'll go first and James can chime in with his answer. But I usually, when I hear someone talk about the sun or when I think of it, I usually think of happiness, love, and friends, because the sun is yellow. And to me, the color yellow, that's what I associate it with. Now, when I think of the color green, I think of, especially during the holidays, you know, Christmas trees. You walk in the front door of your home and you smell that wonderful aroma coming from it, etc. So what about you, James?
Now for me, since I do have some usable vision, not only can I like see certain colors, but I too kind of visualize just all different kinds of variations. And I remember, like with the flowers, when I see roses, I think of like, you know, red Valentines. And if I see a white flower of some sort, I think of like a cloud.
Yeah. Ooh, I love red roses too. I love the smell of those when they're, especially the ones that are big and puffy.
Oh yeah.
You know that they're in bloom.
Yeah. It's amazing. I love that. I tell you what, the way you describe that made me feel more appreciation for the way you experience those things than a lot of us sighted people, because we see the color, but we don't appreciate it as much. And people need to understand the fact that there is true value in having thought around any topic. And many people just don't spend the time to experience whatever they're experiencing. They go through life quickly. They don't live in the minute and understand their experiences. And this is, to me, very educational. We have some background noise. I don't know where it's coming from, but
I think it's on James's end. I believe it's.
I'm sure,
end.
James, you're always the troublemaker.
All right.
All right. So let's break into one of the questions that Bernie asked. He asked this question in the comment section, and he says, do either of you have any ideas how you could attract, or we could attract, international voiceover users to Anchor? Keep that question in the back of your mind, because with that concept, how do you evaluate at this point Anchor's state of affairs with voiceover? Does it rank highly in your minds, or does it need a whole lot more work?
I think...
James, do you want to go
first? Well, in regards to voiceover, we both use voiceover all the time, with no matter what apps we use on our Apple products. And if anything doesn't work with voiceover that much at all, then there's no way that we can use it. And that was the case with Anchor version 2, when the first builds of it came out. I upgraded to that thinking, okay, it's going to be accessible just like Anchor version 1 was. But little did I know that it wasn't going to be that much accessible. But on the upside of things, I knew that, okay, I do have enough vision, so I can use it with and without voiceover. So I didn't have too much to worry about there. but I was hoping that at some point Anchor would be fully accessible. And I kept having to contact the support team and telling them, okay, hey, you got to get this fixed. And sure enough, they finally did. But yeah.
So at this state of the art, is it, would you say 80% there? Is it lower than that? Is it higher than that?
Well, I would say at this point, maybe it's like 90% there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because when it first came out, I'm thinking it was more like maybe 60 or 70% accessible.
Yeah. And it was more accessible on version one, of course, right?
Right. That was
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That was like 100% accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And Avi, I know that I had mentioned this to you back when you interviewed me, that I would say to the Anchor developers, and if they're listening to this, the only tweak I would suggest is tweaking it so that, yes, we still have all the great features in Anchor version 2.0, but if they could make the interface similar to Anchor version 1.0, so to make it a little bit more simpler, I think that would be a lot easier for people like us who use VoiceOver to understand what everything does. Now, I'll say this. Apps that are in a grid view, those types of apps don't work too well with VoiceOver. And so if they're in a list view, they work better. And I believe Anchor version 2.0 is more in a grid view type format. And so that's why I'm saying if they could make it in a list view rather than a grid view, not just in the next update and future versions, that would make it more accessible and more easier to use with VoiceOver. And this is something that I think not only the folks at Anchor need to really be aware of, but also anybody who's an app developer, whether if they're new to it or if they've been doing it for years, because if you think about it, if somebody with sight can enjoy using their app, there's no reason why the blind and visually impaired can't.
You're absolutely right. And not only that, they could use it to even a greater benefit, because oftentimes they are confined and they could take more advantage of it and use it for more time. I find that when it functions well, there's a lot more interaction. And I have the benefit of having a lot more people visit me for, you know, with questions and things. And I always direct them to you guys because you guys are extraordinarily helpful and you have the capability of helping them because you use it all the time. And that's why I always ask. And I told you, Heather, when we interviewed, that I would love the team to be able to utilize both of your talents, in that they should run interfaces by you and say, hey, you know, what do you think of this? And describe what the interface is like and then get your feedback. Because when you crowd so much into one screen and make certain things very small or very close to something else, it's very simple to confuse the locations. And as you say, a list view makes it much easier. And you know what? If it's easier for someone to deal with VoiceOver, it's easier for the sighted person to use it too, right?
Exactly. Right. And you know what? I just thought of an idea, and I know that they have a lot of things going on because they're working on updates and various fixes. But I think if they can find the time, we should have a group chat here on Anchor with the developers and explain to them, okay, this is what we've been noticing in the past several versions, and compared to version 1.0, this is what we found was beneficial. And also that would give me a chance to let them know what I just mentioned a few moments ago as far as how I think they could tweak it to make it more accessible.
Well, I love that idea, but my suggestion to both of you and anyone listening to this that might be using this and have suggestions, whether you're using VoiceOver or not, the bottom line is there is an open door to the team through support@anchor.fm, the email. And,
yes.
And if you could draft any type of suggestions or recommendations or questions that you have about the interface and let the developers know what you recommend or what you'd like to see or the challenges that you have, that would be a very fast way to be able to engage and get a hold of them. I think that would be great.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I'm going to actually get in touch with them when we're finished with this Q&A, because if they read it, then they may be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we see what she's talking about, or he, depending on if both of us hit them up, which I'm sure we will.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be terrific. I think that would be terrific. So I don't want to run this too long. We have about 30 minutes total, and I wanted to make sure that we covered things effectively. So based on the question you have, I would think that based on your answers to what you just said, if we could improve voiceover in general, then more people internationally would be attracted as well, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's key. First, you have to have a really solid platform that's supportive, and then you have the ability to do that. Now, I'm not 100% sure how – does voiceover work in different languages? I've never tried it with a different language. I would assume it does.
Yes, it does, yes.
Okay, so that would be cool too. So people of different vocabularies, different languages in different parts of the world could interact with the interface, even though the interface may appear in English to the sighted, it could convert that to the language and native language of the end user. So that's good. That's good stuff. And now, how do you find the record with friend interface? Does that work fairly well for you with voiceover?
Oh, yeah. It does.
Yeah, it does. We both tested it out. In fact, I spoke with Simon Says from the UK a couple weeks ago. We did a quick session, and it worked pretty well.
I remember he being totally engaged with you and being enthralled with your interaction with him. I heard him talking on his show, so that's very cool. I didn't have the opportunity to listen to the Record with Friend, but I want to do that. I'm sure he made an episode of it, so I'll have to go check it out. That is very, very cool. So the bottom line is there's very much room for improvement. And yet we have a platform that is effective even right now. And, the Record with Friend is a very awesome way to bring people like us together. Here I'm in Philadelphia. You guys are in San Diego, California. You're having, how's the weather out there, by the way?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, it still is pretty hot, but we're hoping to get cold weather soon, especially since we are getting into the – I can't believe 2017 has, gone by so fast.
It's amazing.
Like we're in November now. And so it's like, Mother Nature, come on, get the cold weather started, please. Because we want to be able to wake up in the morning, enjoy, at least for me, because I know he doesn't drink it, but me to enjoy a nice hot cup of coffee.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's right. You can only enjoy a hot cup of coffee with your favorite, you like to eat what with your coffee? I know you like certain sweets with that. What do you like?
Oh, yeah. Well, I love muffins, so like blueberry, or even if it's this time of year, like apple cinnamon, because I know cinnamon things are big, especially around this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much whatever I'm in the mood for.
Oh, yeah, for sure. James, you dig that kind of fare as well when the weather gets a little bit chilly?
Yeah, although for me, I like to, when it's really cold, hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. And that's great when you're watching the football game, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Who did the Chargers play this weekend?
I believe, I think it's the Cowboys.
Really?
Yeah,
That could be a tough game for them, don't you think?
Yeah. I think they are one of the tougher teams.
It's going to be tough, but we're rooting our Eagles on. They're 7-1, top record in the league, and we're pretty excited about it this year. They're doing an incredible job. So, looking forward to that game this weekend. And you know what? I don't even know who they're playing. I totally spaced on it. But hang on a second, and I'll let you know, Alexa. Who are the Eagles playing this weekend? Oh, come on, Alexa. What are you leaving? You letting me down? I wonder if my sound's down. Okay, Google. Who do the Eagles play in football this weekend?
1 p.m.
There you go. We're playing the Broncos. Oh, nice. How about that? Denver's going to be out here in Philadelphia at 1 p.m. Looking forward to that game. Guys, any last words? James, what's going on? What else can you tell me?
Well, I'll just end it by saying this. I want everybody that's listening to remember to spread kindness and be helpful wherever you go. Should you encounter someone in need, into their hearts, plant this gentle seed. Help one another without thought of pay. And to those who listen, repeat what I say.
I love that. That's fantastic.
Yes, a poem that I heard sometime back.
It's a great message. DJ, hey, ladies get to go last.
Okay, well, thank you. I do want to say, Avi, thank you so much for having us. It was a great pleasure to do this with you, and I hope that everybody on Anchor enjoys this. And I did want to mention all my socials for those who are new to Anchor, but before I do that, I wanted to quickly say that tomorrow, for those of you who listen to Phoenix Trance Radio, I'm going to be doing a special guest mix for Beyond Trance. So I will be tweeting about it as well as anchoring about it. And as always, I will be uploading it to SoundCloud. So for those who will not be able to make it to the show live or anything, not a problem. It'll be there. But anyway, so you guys can find me on Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram under DJ Hey Official. On Twitter, everything is capitalized except for the E and the Y in the word Hey. On Instagram, it's capital D, lowercase J, H-E-Y. And then the letter O in the word Official on all platforms is capitalized. And also, that's where you can find me on Periscope. So it's at periscope.tv/DJ Hey Official. Same thing on Twitter, where all the letters are capitalized except for the E and the Y. But yeah, so also my DJ fan page is at facebook.com/DJ Hey Official.
Fantastic. And you're going to find James at DJ Jam Radio here on Anchor. Where else can we find you, James?
Well, I have made my fan page on Facebook to say DJ Jam because I had thought of DJ Jamming Official. But they did accept that. But I really wanted to kind of get it more, a little bit more simpler.
Okay, so good.
That's why it's now DJ Jam. And I am looking into changing my YouTube channel name because right now it's still JD the DJ, but my new DJ name, DJ Jam, is also there. But knowing that we're allowed 3 changes every 90 days, I'm hoping that by either the end of this year or the starting of next year, that I'll be able to change it so that it just is DJ Jam.
Well, I was going to say, you could always try to do it now because I know there is a way that you could not only change your name on YouTube, but also your URL. Because, you know, I used to be DJ Hey 20, but then I realized, you know what? I need to be more professional now. So that's why I changed everything on all my platforms to DJ Hey Official.
Ah. Yeah, well, I might try it, but yeah. And so for the most part, my fan page on Facebook and also my Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, and YouTube, all of that's going to be DJ Jam or DJ Jam Official, one of the two, but it will still be with my DJ name. And the only one that will be a slight bit different is the Anchor platform where I'll be DJ Jam Radio. And instead of the Songs That Keep You Moving Countdown podcast, I'm just calling it now simply the DJ Jam Show, because again, that's simpler. And I'm going to do stuff that is a little bit similar, like do a couple of holiday specials, that sort of thing. So I did the one for Halloween. After Thanksgiving, I'm going to do the one for Christmas and all that. So, yeah.
Fantastic. You guys ought to think about setting up a page on Link. It's linktr.ee. And that link tree is basically how you would say it, but the tree is split between the R and the other E's with a dot. You can create links to all of your other social media. And all you need to do is give out your link tree address. So
oh.
I put that link. You can put that link in your Anchor profile. And I have links there to my Anchor site, to Twitter, to Facebook, Instagram, to my website. All that can be found on that one page, and you could add as many as you like, and it's free. So it's a great way to set that up and have, you only ever have to give out one URL, and you could even use a shortener to get people to that. So it works great. I'll give you a review on that on my Anchor Tech Talk Tip of the Day, and I'll be happy to do it and explain it in detail. You guys have a great weekend, right?
Oh, yeah.
Getting a lot of feedback.
We certainly wish you a great weekend also. And oh, and I almost forgot to say that real quick, if you guys want to get in touch with us personally, we are also on a messaging app called Threema, especially for all of you who want to have conversations securely. So if you would like to go ahead and add us, we'll be happy to give you our Threema IDs. So you can, if you want to get that, I would say DM us on Twitter if you follow us there, so that way we can give it to you that way.
There you go. Fantastic.
Yeah, but don't just add us because you want to communicate with us just because. No, we will not accept that.
Anyway, all right, I think we're out now. So, Avi, thanks again for having us, and thanks for all your stuff on Anchor. We really appreciate you, man, and we appreciate you being such a great fan, friend, and supporter to us and everyone else.
You're the best, guys. Thanks so much. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was fun.
You bet.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.